the fucking dog barking? Someone tell me why the fucking dog is barking. The complete social collapse of women will happen by 2020. Yeah, like I didn't tell you so. Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them. There's a lot of people who are saying that I should just eat the damn dog already, but, you know, I don't know. The complete social collapse of women will happen by 2020. This is not a question mark. It's more of a I told you so situation. Now, I predicted that feminism, at least the label, would die in 2017.
Shut up, dog meat!
I predicted that at least the label feminism would die in 2017. I had my mic turned the other way, so if you guys weren't hearing me wonderfully, it was because the mic was turned the other way. Just like flipped it around. Ooh. Complete social collapse of women will happen by 2020. And we're going to watch it happening over the next coming years, but I say the complete social collapse will be in progress. Women will be completely collapsed within society by 2020. We're talking about all the pieces will be in gear. Right now, the pieces are being aligned. Everything is coming together. It's going to be in a full collapse frenzy in 2020. This doesn't mean, I'm not saying that Tyrone's not going to have some fun next year. What I'm saying is come 2020, they won't be able to find jobs. They won't be able to find a man. The government won't be subsidizing their asses anymore. Okay? Tyrone will be giving them the business. All right? They will be living in the streets. The situation, the condition of women will be utterly terrible. Something I predict also is, ironically, it's going to be the beta men, not even the MGTOWs, it's going to be the beta males that turn out to be some of the greatest adversaries for women. Yeah. You're going to say, that doesn't make any sense, Angry. It makes plenty of sense. You see, beta males don't know how to control their emotions. They often don't know how to control themselves. So as shit hits the fan, yesterday's simp is going to be tomorrow's angry simp, whatever you want to call him. He's going to lash out at women. He's going to go on the attack. I want to show you guys something, okay? I read an article to you guys. It was written by The Futurist, okay? And it was written in 2010, and the author said that as, you know, the year 2000, 2001 through 2010, that entire decade was shaped by terrorism, okay? And the war on terror. And he said that the second decade, 2010 through 2020, this entire decade will be shaped by misandry, feminism, the oppression narrative, okay? But something that people did not factor in is MGTOW and the dangerous effect of MGTOW. I'm going to tell you guys something. Cassie J, I actually spoke to Cassie J's assistant a few months ago. I made the mistake. I did invite Cassie J onto the channel. And I did speak to Cassie J's assistant a few months ago. And she spoke to Cassie, and Cassie didn't want to come on. Yeah. Cassie didn't want to come on to the channel. So Cassie J, the creator of the Red Pill film, I did invite her on a few months ago. She didn't want to come on. That's what ended up happening. Cassie J is afraid of MGTOW. She is utterly afraid of MGTOW. She is frightened by MGTOW. She's being referenced right now. She's giving serious thought into making the Red Pill Part 2 about MGTOW. But she's scared. She's frightened of even discussing the word MGTOW. Because she had no idea that MGTOW existed. And suddenly it's one of those aha, gotcha bitch moments. Dog meat! Hey baby, dog meat! Dog meat! What's up? Dog meat! See that shit? Dog meat! Dog meat! Dog meat! I'm gonna, you know what? I've had enough of this shit. Dog meat is getting bold! Alright. Now. See, dog meat's challenging me, but we'll see how this shit turns out. Right, dog meat? We're gonna see how this turns out. It's okay. Keep barking. Keep barking, dog meat. Keep barking, dog meat. Keep barking, dog meat. Shit. If I get up and go outside, that dog's gonna stop barking. I'll tell you that right now. Because dog meat thinks I'm fucking around, and I'm not fucking around. Now, guys, I could actually record in the other room, but I just don't feel like going there. I need a better setup over there. I spent so much money developing Red Pill. Anyway, let's look at this. Shut the fuck up! He's probably going to start barking again in just a moment. Alright. You see that? I told you. It doesn't fucking listen. See, I gotta go out there and beat... I've gotta go out there and have a heart-to-heart talk with them. For him to listen up. Now, guys, look at the screen. Listen, and let's just read this very carefully. Male economic disengagement and resultant tax base erosion. Earlier passage has highlighted how even the most strident... Shut up! Shit. All right, the earlier passage in this actually highlighted how even the most stringent economical feminist is heavily dependent on male endeavors. And the author says, I will repeat again that there will never, ever be a successful human society where men have no incentive to aspire to the full maximum of their productive and entrepreneurial capacities. The contract between the sexes has been broken in urban America, although it is still in some effect in rural America. The progressive income tax scale in the U.S. was levied under the assumption that men who could earn 10 times more than they needed for themselves would always do so for their families. A man with no such familial aspirations may choose an easier job at lower pay, costing the state more than he cost himself. Guys, do you remember what I told you? That the average man, when he dies, he dies with a surplus. The average woman will cost society a total of $250,000 by the time she dies. Over the course of her entire life, she will cost, on average, society $250,000. The average man will die with a surplus. A surplus will die having put a surplus into the economy. In other words, he's a net gain for the economy. Women are a fucking loss and a giant loss. Multiply that by 150 million of them, and now you're getting the fucking idea. 150 million of them, and then multiply that 250 by 250,000, and now we're talking about some ridiculous amounts of money. All right? Women are costing society trillions of dollars that don't need to be spent. Okay? Less tax revenue means less tax, listen to this, guys. Less tax revenue not just means fewer subsidies for single mothers and government jobs for women, but less money for law enforcement. Less tax revenue also means fewer police officers and fewer court resources through which to imprison men. The feminist hypergamous utopia is not self-financing, but precariously dependent on every beta man working at his full capacity without the government bubble inseparable from the misandry bubble collapses. Misandry is thus mathematically impossible to finance for an extended period of time. A state with a small government is far more sustainable than a state seeking an ever-expanding government, which then cannot be financed and descends into a mass contradiction that is the exact opposite of what the status intended. See the gangster capitalism that dominates contemporary Russia. Now, listen to this. What's really interesting about this? So he called these the horsemen, all right? And these would, and basically, this will converge at the end of the decade to transfer the cost of the misandry from men onto women. And on January 1st, 2020, we will assess how the misandry bubble popped and the fallout that women are suffering for having made the mistake of letting feminists control their destiny. Note that I did not list the emergence of any men's rights movement as one of the four horsemen, one of the four pillars that will bring about the collapse of women in society. The men's rights movement is not bringing about the collapse of feminism. It's not bringing about the collapse of women. What is doing this is MGTOW, men choosing to work less, focus on themselves, their own happiness, not marry, not have children. This entire paper is essentially predicting the rise of MGTOW and how MGTOW is essentially going to completely disenfranchise women, taking away all the things that feminism got for them as men simply go their own way, work fewer hours, as men work fewer hours and put in less money. See, as men work fewer hours, this is what ends up happening. If men work fewer hours, there's less tax money. If there's less tax money, then men will start actually taking more out of society than they're putting in, potentially. So if men start taking more out of society than they're putting into society, what can they do? They can't say, well, men, you need to work harder. Oh, but it doesn't work like that. And here's the thing about working hard. You can only work some... You see, this is the genius of the way the system was designed. With slavery... You can only, 200 years ago with slavery, you could only work someone so hard. But under the new system that they created with marriage in the 1900s, in the 20th century, now men would basically be their own, they basically whip themselves and keep whipping themselves to work harder and harder and harder. Back at, like I said this before, go back a couple hundred years ago, go back 200 years ago. The idea of having a slave work for 16 hours was excessive. 16 hours? Okay. You had to feed the slave. You had to provide the slave with decent living arrangements. You had to provide them with decent food. You had to provide them with medical care. Okay? These films where you see them whipping some slave, at the end of the day, you whip that slave. That slave is now not able to work at full capacity anymore. Use your fucking heads. Under the American system, under the US system, what we have right now, men are working harder than ever. We're working at 10 times our capacity. So as we're falling back now, working fewer hours as we realize that we no longer have to work so hard to get a woman, okay? We don't need to focus on women. And by the way, people are saying, what about the beta males? Someone just dropped some cash. Thank you very much. Who just dropped that money? Someone just dropped money. Okay, let me see here. I heard something go off. Let's see here. Someone just dropped some cash. Let me see where that actually... So, I'm trying to figure it out. It doesn't show up on your super chat, which probably means that it was done under PayPal for the bitch bot fund. Okay, let's see here. So, did it just update? Did someone just give money to the bitch bot fund? Let me see. No, it doesn't say anything about the bitch bot fund. Well, it just... All I know is I just heard something go off. So, yeah. Guys, women have priced themselves out of society, out of the economy, out of everything. And they're essentially fucked and fucked very, very hard right now. The irony is that they don't know it, but it's going to hit them soon. Women aren't very bright in the sense that they basically can't think of a society where shit is hitting the fan and they're totally fucked. For them, such things are like, what the heck? That's absolutely insane. That can't happen. I have a vagina. Men will always want my vagina. They will always put, you know, the value of my vagina above everything else. Here's the irony. There's a reason why it used to be like that and why our brains simply have taken time to catch up. Back in those days, you had a village. You kill 10, you have a village of 20 people. All right? 10 men, 10 women. You killed 9 of those women. Now there's only one woman. All right? And while there are 10 men, while there are 10 men left, they can't reproduce. So now basically the contingency is upon that one woman to reproduce. Thereby she controls reproduction. But in modern society, so that's the reason why everything else was always about protecting the women, because they were the ones who basically brought forward future generations. It's not like that anymore, though, because back in those days, population was limited. Oh, and I just got $2. Thank you very much. That came from, let's see here. Give me $2 just now. Badass just gave me $2. Badass, whatever you donate, it just comes up as anonymous for you. But Badass just gave me $2 via super chat. I want to thank you very much for that, brother. And, you know, this is just the situation of things. So in modern society now, men are beginning to realize that, wait a minute, you know, first off, women, their part of the social contract was to have babies. That's where they, and that's how they basically earned their keep. But now we have a system where the government and men are now subsidizing spinsterhood. So basically women who don't give anything to society, women who don't reproduce and have children, they're still sucking off the government's tit, basically off men, off the tax money that's being extracted from men. Men are beginning to realize that they're financing women who are not giving anything back to society. Because the only thing women can give back to society is essentially, you know, having babies. So, and with so many women choosing not to have them, men are now realizing, well, there's no reason for us to actually get into relationships. Don't forget something. I want you guys to understand something. Back in, this thing on the future has actually made an interesting point about reproduction. And it basically pointed out that throughout history, if you go back, most men would never reproduce. Okay? Most men would never get the most men would never get the chance to reproduce. Think about that carefully. I mean, throughout history, 80% of women reproduced, while it was only something like 40% of men. So that means that 60% of men never passed on their genetic material, which also means that women were sharing men back then. So basically, women were forming harems around. They basically had no problem sharing an alpha, because it's better than taking a beta. And society never caught up to it because, hey, back then, you know, the women die. That's the end of the civilization there. Today, we have mass population. We don't have to worry about women having a ton of children. Back in those days, the average woman had a number of children. The average woman had something like, had something like 5, 6, 7 kids. Back then, for 6 kids to make it to adulthood, they needed 12, because infant mortality rates are so high. It was like 50%. Like 1 out of every 2 kids would not make it to adulthood. So they needed 12 kids to produce 6 adults. Crazy numbers. But it's different now. MGTOW Madman Reborn just dropped $2. Thank you very much, brother. Via Super Chat, what does MGTOW Madman have to say? The Madman says, AM Cupfornia is fucked. Look up SB39 HIV law. Okay, so there's some HIV law, evidently, that MGTOW Madman... Oh, shit. Okay, guys. Well, fuck. So, SB 38 is a pretty insane little law. I'm shocked, but then again, I had heard about this thing, but yeah, society is fucked. But listen, look at this, guys. This was published on October 6, 2017. So just a few days ago, knowingly exposing others to HIV will no longer be a felony in California. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill Friday that lowers from a felony to a misdemeanor the crime of knowingly exposing a sexual partner to HIV without disclosing the infection. Oh shit. The measure also applies to those who give blood without telling the blood bank that they are HIV positive. The measure also applies to those who give blood without telling the blood bank that they are HIV positive. Wow. MGTOW Purge just dropped $2. Thank you very much, brother. Hold on. Let me see what you have to say. Okay, hold on. MGTOW Purge. MGTOW Purge says, caveman birth control equal pop these sluts in the ass. Wow. Okay. Yeah, bro. All right, so the measure also applies to those who give blood without telling the blood bank that they are HIV positive. Yeah, guys, we're kind of fucked. Well, I'm not in the U.S., so y'all are fucked. Be safe out there. Be safe out there, brothers. Be safe out there. I can't tell you about these whores. Holy cow. Modern medicine allows those with HIV to live longer lives and nearly eliminates the possibility of transmission, according to State Senator Scott Wiener. Oh my goodness, and Assemblyman Todd Gloria, Democrats from San Diego, authors of the bill. Look at these two cucks. Today, California took a major step towards treating HIV as a public health issue instead of treating people living with HIV as criminals. Knowingly infecting someone with HIV is essentially costing them their lives. Not everyone can afford HIV medication. Wiener said in a statement, okay, not treating them as criminals. HIV should be treated like all other serious infectious diseases, and that's what SB 39 does. Oh shit. Wow, guys. MGTOW Rational just dropped some more cash. Thank you very much, MGTOW Rational. He says, women are cunts. Women are cum cunts that take over and they don't build. Well said, brother. Well said. You know, I said it before that women offer nothing practical of value to society, and I mean it. I meant every single word that I said. I meant it when I said women offer nothing, because they don't. They just take and take and take. That hole between their legs is just a void that just keeps on taking and just sucks the life out of everything. And it's no amount is ever enough for women. Ben Stone just dropped $2 CA. Thank you very much, Ben. He says, MGTOWs piss off female subway workers. Shitty subs. Guys, I mean, I'm serious when I say that women are essentially at the end. Like, we're at the end of not only, you know, feminists are lunatics. And they're going to women are going to rail against feminism, okay? And they're going to discover that they're just dealing with mentally ill women. And people are going to say, how did these lunatics, how did anyone ever listen to them? So a lot of women are going to turn around and say the men should have stood up and said, why did the men allow the feminists to do this to them, to do this to society? And basically, they're going to say, feminists will easily have an argument that, hey, bitch, you know, you weren't complaining when we were getting you all this free stuff, so why are you complaining now? And women are like, well, the free stuff was great, but you know, it ran out, and now we're all fucked. And they're like, well, you know, that's how it goes. It just goes, that's just how it goes sometimes. And the women are going to say, what the fuck do you mean? That's just how it goes sometimes. I'm like, you know, I'm using McDonald's napkins as a pad right now. What the fuck do you mean? That's just how it goes sometimes. And they're going to say, well, you know, that's just how it goes. Now, excuse us while we go take a shit under this bridge. That's the future. That's the future for these women. And they made their beds, and they're going to have to lay in those beds, and no one feels sorry for them at all. You think anyone feels sorry for women? No one feels sorry for women. No one feels sorry at all for women, because they did this to themselves. They basically took it. They took it, all right? They took it. They created this. And now they're going to have to lay in the shit that they created. You shouldn't feel sorry for them, because these women, they wanted it. And now they're getting what they wanted so badly. They're getting the punishment that they tried to inflict upon men. They're getting it all back and then some. And we shouldn't sit back and try to like act like, oh, well, you know, it's, you know, oh, the poor babies. No, they did this. They did this. And now let them lay in the shit that they created. Let them lay in their beds and let them deal with it. Because men are not coming to aid them. Men are not coming to save them. All right? Men are going their own way. And men are not just simply going their own way slowly. Men are running. Men are running like it's like, this is like some, what do you call them? Like Hussein Bolt shit. Like men are just like doing it. Like they're just like, it's like, it's some, what do you call it? It's like, it's some roadrunner stuff where like, they're just out of there. We're just getting our Nike on. We're just Nikeing. We're putting on the shoes, and we're just like going, we're going. And the women are like, hey, stop running. And we're like, we can't even hear them. We're in the zone right now. You know, when you're at the gym and you're in the zone, well, this is a lifetime. This is a lifelong thing for us, because we're just going. It's hilarious, you know, it's fun, and it's crazy, because you're going to see so many more people pop up, and they're all going to want to talk to MGTOW, and that slut Sandman, he's going to basically sell, you know, I don't want to use the word sell out, but he's basically, you're going to see the bitch out there basically trying to make as much money as he can off this, because he's going to try to give interviews and pretty much whatever else he can do to get some money. to get some money. All right? That's what that bitch boy Sandman's going to do. By the way, guys, don't forget you can donate via PayPal. You can donate via PayPal by and see your donation pop up on the screen by going over to the chat, and you'll see like the streamlabs.com/MGTOW info 101. Just click on that and you can donate to the BitchBot fund. You can see the BitchBot fund at the bottom of the screen. If you donate using that link, your donation will become a part of the BitchBot fund. Okay, right now we don't have any money towards the BitchBot fund, but we're working on that. Okay, and I'm very, very serious. I'm very, very serious. Once I get this cash for the BitchBot fund, I will be purchasing her. I'll even take some suggestions from you guys. You know, what kind of bitch bot I should get. Honestly, I should custom. You know, it's going to be such a hard one. I'm really into Samantha. I really, really like the Samantha dolls. But I definitely want some nice customization. And I'm trying to, like, figure out between a blonde or a brunette. You know, blondes just have given me a hard time in life. So I'm thinking about a brunette, but we have to see. But then again, I do like the blondes. Oh, my gosh. And then there's just so much to go. So many things you have to think about. But, you know, again, I've got time, you know, because right now I'm saving for my bitch bot. So there's that. But, you know, I just wanted to share that with you guys. But, I mean, guys, this is really some crazy shit. HIV is barely a crime. It's no longer legal to give blood at blood banks if you have HIV, and if somehow they miss it, like if somehow they don't properly test the blood and they miss it, you know, this blood could end up into the general population. I mean, guys, this is absolutely ridiculous. Only psychopaths would consider this. Supporters of the change said the current law requires an intent to transmit HIV to justify a felony. So basically, if you knowingly give HIV to someone, you are no longer a felon. But others noted cases have been prosecuted where there was no physical contact, that there was an argument intent was lacking. Brown declined to comment on his actions. So the government, who signed the bill into law, refuses to comment on his actions to sign this terrible thing into law. HIV has been the only communicable disease for which exposure is a felony under California law. The current law, Wiener argued, may convince people not to be tested for HIV because without a test, they cannot be charged with a felony if they expose a partner to the infection. We are going to end the new HIV infections, and we will do so not by threatening people with state prison time, but rather by getting people to test and providing them access to care. What a fuckboy. Supporters of the bill said women engaging in prostitution are disproportionately targeted with criminal charges, even in cases where the infection is not transmitted. So if you have sex with a whore who had AIDS and she doesn't tell you that she had AIDS, guess what? It's no longer a crime. And how many women out there will happily pass the disease on to a man just to spite him? Because he's a man. Lots and lots of them. Republican lawmakers, including Senator Joel Anderson of Alpine, voted against the bill, arguing it puts the public at risk. He says, I'm of the mind that if you purposely inflict another with a disease that alters their lifestyle the rest of their lives, puts them in on a regimen of medications to maintain any kind of normalcy, it should be a felony. Anderson said during the floor debate, it's absolutely crazy to me that we should go light on this. Anderson, who said the answer could be to extend tougher penalties to those who expose others to other infectious disease. So this is where we're at right now, guys. That's where we're at. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Guys, what the fuck is going on in this world? You know, like I said, women are going to look back and they have no one else to blame but themselves. You know, they did this. Women did this. They did this. They created this horrible gynocentric system. And now everything's collapsing around us and they're going to have to lay in the whole pile of shit. let's read some of these wonderful comments from you guys, because I know you guys are dying for me to start reading your comments. You guys are like, AM, read these comments. Read these comments. All right. PD says, lol, women rack up so much credit card debt and on materialistic bullshit, angry MGTOW. Meanwhile, men buy things of value like real estate, guns, crypto, etc. Very correct. Snoot says, I wound up with $171,000 after taxes. Tauntaun Aldolphin says, I live in such a fucked up country. Indominus MGTOW says, the immigrants can have them, let them get the scutchingas. Holy cow. Phoenix Rising says, congrats. What did you do? Did you quit your job? Offworld Resident says, yo, I have to cook. I'm a man who can cook. Don't need no wife. Let's see here. I just says, God will take over. Feminism will die an abrupt death. God is in control. I've always said that, guys. God is in control. Trigglypuff says, and these whores are loving it. Snooze says, not hardly enough to quit, but I paid off my house and bought a new Tundra. Congratulations on that, brother. Remember, don't bring any bitch into your house either, right? Don't let her come into your house. Don't let her use your toilet. Never, ever, ever let a woman use your toilet. Don't let a woman use your toilet. All right, that's your fucking throne. That's your, you know, that's your toilet. Don't let her sit on your fucking toilet. Tell her to go outside and give her a plastic bag, a little shovel, all right? And tell her she can go out in the back and deal with that shit. But don't ever let her use your toilet. She can go piss and shit with the dogs and then clean it up herself. Phoenix Rising says, yeah, women can't cook worth a shit. And when they cook, they drop $35 on lasagna ingredients, whereas I pay about $15. They are stupid. Sidious MGTOW says, the collapse, arise, my brothers. Oh my goodness. Let's see what else you guys are saying. You guys are saying a lot of wonderful things. All right, TD says, women will be terrible laborers in a forced labor camp. Women can't do shit, angry MGTOW. It's absolutely true. Many of them are going to fall by the wayside. Sidious MGTOW says, angry. For one day, all men should stop working. Put MGTOW on steroids. If all men stopped working for a single day, it would basically be the test run for the apocalypse. I read a woman actually said that. If all men took a day off, it would basically be the test run for the apocalypse. All right? If men stopped working for a single day, the economy would lose. Shoot. It wouldn't be. This economy might lose $1 trillion. Trillions of dollars. It would take years to recover if men took a single day off. And we're talking about just in the United States. Globally, I don't know if we could ever come back from that. Kentucky Rebel 11 says, I have no use for them. I find them morally repugnant. Women have no place in my life, and that's how I like it. Well said, brother. Let's see what else you guys are saying. You know, guys, it's funny, but you know with this recent ruling in California, one thing I can probably say is the AIDS flinging monkey is probably celebrating, because now he can basically go around infecting whoever he wants without having to worry about any repercussions. So, I mean, there are some people like that who are definitely going to be jumping for joy. Carabat Let 1211 says, anger goes live as I need to go to sleep. Well, I guess I'm watching this in the morning. Tauntaun Adolphe says, really come and see France. You'd be surprised. Civil war is coming. It's just a matter of time now. Guys, like, they're basically calling the new president of France a failure. I mean, things are pretty fucking bad over there. Fester the MGTOW says, I don't get how this is just now being realized. Because people are stupid, brother. People are very, very stupid. They don't put two and two together. Let's see here. Let's see here. Edward Niga Nigma says, I hate living in here in Cuckafordia. I'm outnumbered down here, but I'll charge at those hordes of manginas. Wolfril Castillo says, I want to fuck a 6'4" tall white escort bitch. Oh my goodness. Fester the MGTOW says, they'll suck 2 and 4, 3 if you pay them enough. Ew, did some money just come in? The Purge has dropped $2 more. Thank you, brother. The Purge says, hairless ape ass cleavage. Oh, shoot. He says, hairless ape ass cleavage. I don't know what's been going on with my buddy Hairless. And, you know, and Hairless, I think he's a good guy. I don't know what's been going on with him and on your reel recently. I mean, like, I spoke to her, and I basically told her a few weeks ago. I spoke to her via a private message because she was acting up. She was getting on my last nerve on YouTube, making video after video about me. And I basically told her to cut the shit out. I told her, cut the shit out. And I said to her, listen, you do understand there will never be a relationship between us. And she was, you know, she came on with her flirting and all her bullshit. And I was like, listen, I know you like me. And she goes, who said I like you? You know, blah, blah, blah. I said, listen, cut this shit out, all right? There's nothing is ever going to happen between us. I don't want to see any more of this shit with you making videos about me or this back and forth nonsense. Cut this shit out. And she got all sad. And now she's, you know, she's hanging, she's, you know, her and Hairless Saber doing collaboration, you know. I honestly thought, I'm done with that chick. Like, I've been done with her for a long time, but, you know, some guys are still having a hard time letting go, so that's how it is. TD says, angry. They made knowingly affecting someone with HIV only punishable by a parking ticket fine instead of a federally law now. Yeah. And it's ridiculous. Savage Cox says, fuck you, California. Undarling Dead says only 2% to 4% of HIV is contracted penis to vagina. So it's mostly affecting the fags, but the blood banks is not good. The TSA trash says maybe the HIV guys will affect and kill the feminazis. Maybe. Concerned Man says, wow, don't get a transfusion. TD says, knowingly giving someone a deadly disease is murder and should be a 30-year-old felony minimum. Well said, brother. But look at what happened now. Norse Gamers in the chat, he says, angry MGTOW, what are you lying about today, lol? Get a, shoo, Norse, shoo. Edward Niga says, San Diego's full of fucking cucks. I hope everyone suffers down here. Oh, shit. Cougar Killer says, California is a shithole. Black OG Jesus says, I need to get the fuck out of America. That's right, brothers. That's right, I told you. That's a horrible place to be right now. Phoenix Rising says, Tyrone and Chad can pump and dump consequence-free now in California. Tyrone and Chad can now pump and dump consequence-free in California. Holy shit. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Tyrone and Chad are going to go put in the work. Like I said, Tyrone's putting in the work, and Tyrone has no job and not looking for one, but Tyrone's going to be putting in the work, that's for sure. Let's see here. Norse says, angry, I red-pilled 16 guys who worked for me, and I dropped the thought in about 25 others. Keep pushing forward, brother. Keep pushing forward. Concerned Man says, men allowed it because they were going to jail or losing their jobs for speaking up. Cougar Killer says, glad to hear it, Fester. But then again, look at MGTOW. And look what's happening in, look what's happening in California right now, in Silicon Valley, as more and more men are going MGTOW. Men in Silicon Valley are walking away. They're just going to walk away. They're walking away. Will, okay, Will Free Castillo says New York is the worst place to get pussy. Hookbat 14 says there's really no reason to feel sorry for these women. Trigglypuff says fuck these whore. And we have a whore. Angel Nuffa says here to talk hot girls. Okay. Go ahead and block that. Don't know who that, why that's in here. Moderators, just remember, you see a bitch in here, you get rid of them. Terminato says, hey, Angry, I made it to the stream. Glad to have you here, brother. Shit, City of Big Tell says a big poop in their faces. You guys have the greatest comments. Sandman says, take your medicine, AM, a red pill a day keeps the Sandman at bay. A red pill a day keeps the Sandman at bay. Holy cow. Oh, shit. Wilfrey says, New York women are too selfish, too materialistic and selfish. Let's see here. Okay, guys, no, I mean, like I said, there's 120 of you guys watching right now. I don't know why there's 120 of you guys just hanging around here. I mean, hanging around with this angry guy that's just basically letting you, you know, that's just so raw. Cougar Killer says, I almost wish Angry would go do live stream trashing women as he interviews them. Kentucky Rebel 11 says, that's it. I'm living like a hermit. Till I die, society can burn. Brother, the hermit life is a good life. The hermit life is a good life. Don't think that being a hermit means that you don't enjoy life. It means that you're just basically going your own way when it comes to society and women. All right? You can, doesn't, guys, the hermit life is a good life. It's a really good life. Don't let anyone tell you that. Cougar Killer says, Angry, why don't you get along with TFM? TFM is, you know, listen, there's the whole AIDS thing between the AIDS flinging monkey and Sandman. And, you know, Scam Man, he likes to eat cockroaches out of AFM's ass. So I'm not down with that whole thing between them. So those two cucks can go, they can go cuck-a-doodle-doo somewhere else. That's why I don't get along with either of them. Cetus McTell, okay. Concerned Man says, these women get a pussy pass for almost anything they do. Guys, I said this before. I said this a few years ago, that soon enough, you're literally going to have a situation where woman shits and everyone claps for her. Like, woman takes a shit and everyone claps for her. Like, that literally happened with Melissa McCartney a few years ago, where she took a shit in a sink in some movie, and they called it gross-out feminism, where they said gross-out feminism was normalizing women in every possible way, making it normal for the concept of women shitting and express and having bodily functions to be normalized. You know, it's funny because I think it was Jimmy Kimmel. I don't like Jimmy Kimmel. He's a total fuckboy. But, you know, some of the celebrities and read mean tweets, they're kind of funny. And there was one about Melissa McCartney in there. And it was so funny. It was so funny. It said, Melissa McCartney is the Madea of white people. And that one was pretty funny. If you know who Madea is a character from the Tyler Perry movies, where basically he dresses up as an angry black old woman. And basically the person said that, you know, Melissa McCartney is the Madea of white people. And honestly, I can't disagree with that, because she is such a fucking disgrace. It's interesting how she went from Gilmore Girls to shitting in a sink in a movie and somehow thinking, hey, this is so feminist. This is so classy. Wilkin Rodriguez says, blonde or black? Holy cow. Sandman says, buy AM a fleshlight for his B-Day. For his B-Day, okay? Let's see here. Angry, make her look like Vados from DB Soup, Dragon Ball Super. Oh my goodness. Kentucky Rebel says, make her look like Vados from Dragon Ball Super. I don't really like Vados a whole lot. I don't think Vados is all that hot. Don't forget that Vados is the twin sister of Wiz. You know who I actually like? I actually like,
I find, you know who I find the hottest? I find the chick that looks like Harley Quinn from the universe that Jiren is from. I find the angel from the universe that I forget which universe it is, but I find the angel from the universe that Jiren is from to be the hottest one. Like, I would make her look like that, like something like, you know, like Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad. Yeah, definitely like that. Oh my gosh, but Vados, no. Vados looks like she has a stick up her ass. Norse Gamer says, Angry MGTOW, fuck that. I would never allow blood now. Fester says, I'm real close to farming towns too, so there's still some more traditional types, and it's really strange. You never really know who you're talking to. Sidious MGTOW says, Africa sounds good at this point. Timothy Loya says, Angry, can you and I do art stuff for MGTOW? We can definitely discuss it. TSA Trash says, I think the governor of California. TSA Trash says, make videos on homeless bitches when they start losing their Section 8 to make fun of them. We can pull tricks to humiliate them further. Wow. Hate Censored says, vaginas will chase women, MGTOW will reject women. Those women will chase MGTOW, then women will force manginas to go MGTOW, and then laws change. Lo, that's why that was my dream last night. Guys, like I said, the laws changing, to dismantle the laws would probably take another 50 to 60 years. That's how bad the laws are right now. The laws are so bad that it would take like 50 or 60 years to completely dismantle them. And the thing is that women are so foolish, because many of them won't want the laws dismantled, but will also want the privilege of being in a relationship with a man. While there will be some women advocating for these laws to be torn down, there'll also be a lot of women who want the protection of the law, but at the same time want the protection of men. And basically, they're going to have a lot of cognitive dissonance, not realizing you can't have both, thereby cementing themselves further in the pile of shit that they've layered themselves in. You know, it's truly a joy. Wilfried Castillo says, the only good thing about Super is Jiren and Hit, that the art and animation is super amateur. Honestly, I mean, like, the animation hasn't been bad. Toei's been doing pretty good. The most recent episode has been pretty good. I will say it hasn't been, like, on the level of, say, some of the Naruto episodes back in the past. Like, definitely the animation could be stepped up a lot. The recent animation has not been bad. It's been pretty good. It's been pretty good animation. Surprisingly good animation. It could be a lot better, but I'm not complaining. I was grateful to be alive to see the most recent episode. We had this bitch named Jade in the chat. Hot girls do naughty stuff. So guys, look at this crap. We have these whores basically posting in the chat, hot girls do naughty stuff, trying to entice MGTOW to go, pay attention to these whores. They're getting banned, blocked left and right. Guitar Hawk says, Dragon Ball Super 110 was pretty great. Was pretty good. I thought it was incredible. I was like, thank God, thank you God that I lived long enough to see the episode. Black OG Jesus says, smell that angry? Shitty pussy. Literally, ha. I feel you, brother. I feel you. Cougar Killer says, TSA Trash, what brand is that of sex dolls? Let's see here. Fester the MGTOW makes a nice point. He says, most of them never stood a chance out of the gate. Many women really didn't stand a chance. They basically fucked themselves from the get-go. And now they have to lay in the pile of shit that they've made. Gotta lay in that pile of shit, brothers. They gotta lay in that pile of shit. I'm streaming for like 59 minutes right now. Let's see, how much did you guys give in Super Chat? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. I got 12 bucks in Super Chat. It's not bad. It's not wonderful. We got 12 bucks in Super Chat. And let's see here. Let's see what else you guys are saying before I decide to go. You guys are like, don't go angry. Ooh, Type of King says a Bulma sex doll will sell out. Guys, a Bulma sex doll from Dragon Ball Z. A Bulma sex doll will sell out rapidly. Like, Toei Animations will probably, like, come after, like, start coming after people who try to make a Bulma sex doll. Because, like, people will buy them rapidly. Like, people would buy, like, goodnight, Bulma. Oh, my goodness. CDS Mittal says, angry. They're all into that scat play. Don't let them fool you. Scat play, guys, for those of you that don't know what scat is shit. Scat is shit. Wilkin Rodriguez says, hey, my father is a millionaire. That's awesome, bro. Get some of his money and buy some red pills. HB Censored says, the MGTOW not clueless, but selfish and irrational. And yes, men have let the fuckery that we see today happen. Norse Gamer says, angry MGTOW, I learned of a genetic mutation I have that you should look up in this stream. It's a CR, it is CCR5 Delta 32 mutation. Okay, that's something definitely I could look into. Johnny Stream says, any unpaid prostitutes trying to get on her on here need to be banned and shamed. Like I said, there's some hawks out there. MGTOW Rational just dropped $2. He says, I started saving because of MGTOW. Thank you, MGTOW. Thank you very much, brother. I'm glad that MGTOW is making such a great and having such an incredible impact on your life. That's what MGTOW is about. MGTOW is a... Oh! Eric Bailey just dropped some cash, too. Eric Bailey, thank you very much, brother. Eric just dropped $10. He says, have you heard about entire towns being for sale in America? Have you heard about entire towns being for sale in America? We MGTOW could turn an entire ghost town into a badass community, all without cancerous women destroying what we build. Guys, that's an incredible idea. There's a lot of ghost towns in the U.S. that are literally empty right now. I've seen quite a few of them. We could actually go and purchase an entire fucking town, rebuild it from the ground up, putting solar panels and quarantine it off, and then basically create our own rules and regulations there. And you know, one of the major problems, one of the, you know, the in a town, you can basically say, yeah, certain people aren't allowed here. Women are not allowed in MGTOW town. And we can basically enforce this using military action, if you get what I mean. That's an incredible, Eric Bailey, that's an incredible idea. You know, buying out a, basically buying out a ghost town, buying out an entire town and taking it for ourselves. I love that idea. And, you know, with the technology that we have today, for example, Elon Musk, he's been like, you know, pushing this new technology that, you know, allows you to essentially power entire towns using solar energy. So we could be one, we can essentially create something along those lines, and then we can basically begin building the town from a small town into a larger community, and from a larger community eventually maybe even into something like a city out through the surrounding area. The interesting thing is that you're going to have women trying to come into the town as they see men moving to the town. It'll be something, you know, creating such an area, place. If we could also attract small business or even large business by offering tax incentives and as well as skilled labor. For example, you know, a lot of guys who don't want to deal with women, we can say, you know, we can have programming camps, all kinds of things offered there. And we can basically put this place in a place where women won't want to venture out. Most of them won't want to. And we'll just basically make it very clear. This is a town of men. Women are not welcome there. And, you know, men will come there to recruit, you know, companies will come there to recruit. We can definitely create a consulting type atmosphere there as well. That's an incredible idea, Eric. Definitely a great idea. Thank you for that $10 donation. That was really awesome. You know, guys, I was honestly going to go and go play some video games. But now I think I'm going to actually stay on and keep streaming a bit longer. So do this for me, guys. I want to go and take a piss. I'm going to go and take a piss. It'll only take me like a minute or two. I'm going to grab a little water. I have water in the fridge. So I'm going to grab some water. I'm going to take a little piss. And I'm going to be right back. And then we're going to keep streaming. We're going to keep having some wonderful fun, all right? Don't go anywhere. There's 414 of you fuckboys watching right now. I'm going to be really, I'm trying to shame you. I'm going to be really pissed if that number drops. I'll be right back. Alright guys, I'm back. There's 106 of you. See, there was a fall off, so about like what, like let's see, like 8 of you took off. That's bullshit. Oh, come on. We're down to 102 right now. I go take a piss for 2 minutes and that many of you guys ran away. Some of you probably went to go take a piss yourself though. Some of you guys probably went to go take a piss yourselves too. Let's see some more comments. Johnny Stream says, Tyrone said, girl, you look good. Want to come back to, want you back that ass up? Tyrone says, girl, you look good. Want you back that ass up? Guys, can you imagine how nasty these whores are going to be? I'm gonna be so filthy. Mm-hmm. Leave it here. Muhammad X says, we are the dominant in this world. Bitches are here just to suck our dicks. Cougar says, wow, that's very interesting. Edgy D says, angry, do a video, do a Deanna Lorena video right now. I'll think about it. Also, Off-World Resident says, Angry MGTOW, what are your views on dudes having man sex in order to satisfy needs as we keep bitches out? What are your views on dudes having having man sex? Okay. What are your views on dudes having sex man? Norse, what the heck? Off-World Resident just got banned by, I think he just got banned by Norse, hold on. No, I don't think he was, Norse, I don't think off, I just unlocked an Off-World Resident. I don't think he was spamming, I think he was asking, what are my thoughts on men having sex to satisfy needs as we keep women out. So, my thoughts is basically every man has to do what is good, right for himself. But you have to remember that women are going to latch on to anything. So let me explain. Let's say a woman basically finds a simp in 2020 that'll actually fuck her. And he's a simp with money. She's going to be so despicable that she will still say something like, okay, basically, either you have a relationship with me, or I'm going to say that you raped me. Either you marry me, or I'm going to say that you raped me. Women are going to go as low as that. And some men are not even going to get that far. Some women are just going to straight up say that they raped them, so they can try to get some type of help. Basically, it's going to be, it's, don't forget that society is changing, but the laws aren't changing. Many of the laws are going to remain absolutely the same. So a lot of women are still going to try to use those laws to extract wealth and resources from men. Any man dumb enough to marry a woman now deserves to be fucked. I'm just drinking some water, guys. Black OG Jesus says, Tyrone, you don't want these nasty, shitty smelling vaginas backing their ass up. Lol, you might pass out and die. Oh shit. Guys, it's gonna be terrible. Remember, these women, like, when they're out there, they're not gonna have very good hygiene. You don't want that nasty pussy, guys. You don't want that nasty pussy. That pussy's gonna be real nasty. Alright. Savage Cop says, I like the MGTOW City ID. I'm gonna do some research. I'm gonna do some research into that, because I've been talking about, like, you know, like a city, I mean, like an island, but that's a really good idea. I like what T-Pain380 says, the great vagina market crash of 2020. Holy cow. You know what? Fuck it. You know what? I'm making that the title. The great vagina market crash of 2020. Guys, that's the new title for the video. All right? T-Pain380. I just changed the title to that. The Great Vagina Market Crash. The Great Vagina Market Crash of 2020. That's a new fucking title right there. Someone said, Angry, what sex toys do you use? Are you familiar with Fleshlight Launch, Kerox Onyx, or any of the Tenga products? I don't currently use any sex toys. I used to have this thing similar to a Fleshlight, and I hated it. But it wasn't a Fleshlight. It was so gross. I made of plastic or wax. I've never had an actual Fleshlight. So that's something I've definitely got to look into. Personally, I'm happy with my hand. I'm happy with my hand. Fortunately, I'm not circumcised. So I don't need like a lot of lube to jack off. You know, I'm happy with my hand and a little porn and I'm good to go. Off-world resident says, how many MGTOW here have weapons to guard this MGTOW city? So, I mean, like I said, we will guard our city. We will guard our city. We will guard our property. Savage Cop says, can is cheap and easy, okay? Address says, 20-year-old Fleshlights is 10 times better than women, to be honest. Joshua Hatch is promoting MGTOWCon 2018. Guys, don't forget to check out Joshua Hatch's channel. Josh is putting out some great content. Josh is a great content creator. He's always putting in some hard work. He's one of the up-and-coming guys. We have to go and support these guys. We have to make sure that these guys have our support. I have another video, guys, coming for you guys soon. I do kind of want to, like, just rest a little. But, guys, I want to know what you guys think about the Great Vagina Market Crash of 2020. TD says, Angry MGTOW, the city would need to be walled in the guard towers to keep people out from trying to mass murder us. This is true. MGTOW Runner 2049 Sane Man says. All right, guys, let me know what you think about the Great Vagina Market Crash of 2020. Do let me know if you agree, you know, that this is going to happen. For those of you that are curious about the article that I was reading from, I'm going to go ahead and put that, I'll call it a reference article, and I'll put that in the chat for you, not chat, I'll put that in the, I'll put it in the description of the video, the Misandry Bubble, so you guys can go check it out.
because it is pretty incredible. It's really insightful. It really talks about a lot of things that I've been predicting, and it even expands on them further and does some pretty good research in there. So I really enjoyed it. Cougar Killer says HPV is becoming more common. Many women have it. Yes, it is. Brum Boy says just tuned in angry past 3 a.m. in the UK. Sorry, bro. Like, you got here just when I'm like getting ready to like end the podcast. Like, that sucks. But I'm going to try to do another one very, very soon. Like, if I can do another one in a little bit, I absolutely will. Let me know if you guys agree that the great, let me know if you agree about the that the great vagina market crash of 2020 is coming. Let me know what you think. Like, share, subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.